Alex Castellanos is our ABC News political analyst. He worked on President George H.W. Bush's 1992 campaign and later, you know, was an advisor to the son, W. Bush. And we're glad to have you here, Alex. You know what? Did we cross paths? Because I was working in the Astrodome during as the announcer for the convention at the Astrodome in Houston. So, you know, every time you pop up on TV, I think, well, maybe that guy was there.
That whole convention together, John.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was a great moment, though, the last big speech that Ronald Reagan made to a Republican audience at a convention. And, of course, that was a great speech.
Forget.
Yeah, President Bush did a magnificent job. What are your recollections or thoughts as we watch the live coverage of Americans passing by President Bush's casket today at the Capitol?
So many wonderful moments and memories that come back. But starting with that convention in 1988, George Bush gave a groundbreaking speech where the first Republican president to talk about economic power for women. He looked American working women in the eye in that speech and said, "You're gaining economic power, and I'm not going to let Washington take that away from you," a man ahead of his time. And also just, I think the word you hear so often this week is decency. A man who wanted a kinder and gentler country because that's who he was. And that's what he saw in us. Also, I think he taught us something that serving this country is not only a privilege, but a responsibility. He lived a tremendous life of service. Our country's only what each of us gives to it. So we've learned a lot from this president.
You know, the kinder and gentler line resonated at the time. And then, you know, just being cold and kind of clinical about it, he was a one-termer. I mean, two terms as vice president, but a one-termer. It makes you wonder, and I'm not trying to be negative, but it makes you wonder, can someone who is kinder and gentler actually hold on to power in modern America?
It does. And, John, that's a good point because, for example, one day we were shooting in the Oval Office. We had two cameras there just lurking in the corners of the Oval Office, which is hard because it has no corners, wanted to capture a day in the life of a president. And it was a meeting that day between James Baker, who was Secretary of State, President Bush 41, and Scowcroft, National Security Advisor. We shot all day just eavesdropping. What's it really like? And at the end of the day, we couldn't use a single bit of that film.
Why?
Because there were two presidents in that room, James Baker as well as George Bush. One of the fellows who was really strong and present there, it's hard to tell who was the president. And on the one hand, he was such a decent man that he brought in great people to work with him, and he brought out America's best. But on the other hand, you wonder if a little more strength might have made a difference in the course of his political trajectory.
Now, that's an interesting observation because, you know, they always knocked Ronald Reagan for not being on top of it, for just kind of being, you know, his critics would say almost a caretaker president. I show up, I give the speech,
well,
and then let everybody else run.
He was Ronald Reagan's third term, and maybe that was just his job. Continuity, keep it going.
Do you have any personal recollections of nice interactions with the former president and his family?
Oh, yes, yeah, so many. I remember being in the Oval Office one day when he asked me, I saw a little cup, a pencil cup there with an American flag. I said, "Why is that there?" Well, it turns out that a soldier, an American wounded in Panama, had given him that flag, and he kept it on his desk just to remind him of the sacrifice he was asking our men and women to serve before he sent them in harm's way. Things like that you never forget.
Yeah. Well, a remarkable time to be with a remarkable man, and I appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about it. Alex Castellanos, our ABC News political analyst. Hope we'll see you again soon. Thank you.